Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You feel that you want to feed your children healthy snacks because snacking is what kids do. They do it in between meals. Sometimes they do it even right after meals. But what is a healthy snack? Are they going to choose, if you had to give your children a choice between, say, potato chips and an apple, because you want them to have that autonomy to be able to pick, of course they're going to choose the junk, the chips. But we're going to tell you how to pick really healthy snacks and even prepare some ones that look fun and get the kids involved as well. My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. Let's talk about some healthy snacks for our kiddos.
All right. Fantastic, Melody. When I start thinking about snacks, the first thing I think about is frequency. Because one thing that kids will tend to do, especially if they're at home in the summertime, is to graze, right? You get bored, you've been playing with stuff for a little while, you don't know what to do. Well, you find yourself standing in front of the pantry or enjoying the cool breeze from inside the refrigerator, right? You're like, what am I going to eat now? But we think that kids eat healthier when they're not eating every few minutes. So the first thing I would say about snacks is to look at when they're happening. For most kids, 1 to 2 snacks a day are appropriate. If you've got a young athlete, for example, they may want something high in protein, 30 or 45 minutes before they go practice. They may need a little bit of something after practice. Most younger children need to eat a little more frequently, so they may need something, a little brunch, a little something to hold them over between lunch and dinner. But if you've got a child who's eating all day, every time you turn around, it's probably time to see if you can batch that into just a couple of episodes rather than a continual smorgasbord.
Okay, so and we're going to talk specifically about some snacks, but Dr. Hill, I have one of those, even though she's an athlete and eats healthy fruits, every vegetable, salads with dinner. I mean, so healthy, but eating all the time. Should a parent be worried about that? I mean, every time I turn around, she's eating something.
I think I would look first of all at her body mass index, which is that's the weight divided by the height squared, and her doctor can get a look at that and tell you what it is. And if she's got a normal, healthy body mass index and the snacks that she's choosing are healthy, then the only real concern that I've got is regarding the teeth, because kids who eat real frequently never get their mouths back to a normal balanced pH. They tend to keep a little acid in the mouth, and that can lead to cavities sometimes. So that's one of the reasons we're concerned with kids who are eating all the time, is their mouths need a chance to sort of get back to a nice, healthy, non-acidic pH. But then it's a matter, like you said, of what she's eating and what her energy requirements are. A kid who's lying around watching TV or playing computer games all day, who's eating like that, is probably getting a lot more calories than they need. Whereas a cross-country runner who's, doing 2 workouts a day, they may need that many calories just to keep going.
Well, I worry that it sets them up also for the bad habits of mindless eating and just eating because of boredom or eating because, and I have a fat family, Dr. Hill, and so I'm trying to keep my kids from developing those habits that then become really hard to break. Even if it's healthy choices, you're still eating too often, and that sets up the habits.
Well, yeah, you brought up mindless eating. There's a whole movement out there now for the opposite of that, mindful eating.
I just wrote a blog on it for Radio MD.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's why it was at the top of your head. You're setting me up for your area of expertise right there.
There you go.
Yeah, so teaching kids to really pay attention to what they're eating rather than eating in front of the TV. This is probably, when you talk about bad habits, we know that TV watching not only increases unhealthy snack consumption, but can often lead to increased weight. So if you've got a kid who's snacking a lot and also watching a lot of TV, try turning off the TV. And frequently, those kids will eat less. We even have studies that show their body mass indexes fall when their TV hours go down.
Wow. So now if they are going to be snackers, they come home from school, kids almost invariably want a snack. You set out an apple or a banana, they roll their eyes at you. I mean, not necessarily
right.
Even my kids. I've said it a million times, but most kids. So what do you recommend? I mean, is cheese considered a healthy snack? How about yogurt with some granola?
There are there are reduced fat cheeses, right? Mozzarella is easy to get in a low fat form. It's got a ton of protein, lots of calcium. Especially when kids are having a tough time staying full, I look for things that are high in protein. Right, so nuts are absolutely fantastic. You may want to look for your sodium content. If they're heavily salted, you might go for something that's a little less salted. But nuts have got a ton of protein in them, which are great. Peanut butter, you can smear that on the apple, and all of a sudden it looks a little bit more appealing. The old ants on a log, do you remember that one with the little celery sticks? And you put the peanuts, and then you stick the raisins on the peanuts, so they look ants crawling on the log. That's tasty at any age, but particularly amusing for younger kids, because you can make a game out of eating the ants by working your way up the log. But the secret to all those is they're also provide some protein so that they keep your appetite suppressed for a bit longer than, say, a bag of chips or a bunch of pretzels where they're full of carbohydrates and you burn through those real quick. And all of a sudden you look up, you're like, man, I just ate, but I'm still hungry.
Now, what about dried fruit? Because raisins have been touted as being high in sugar, yet they're still really pretty healthy for you. They have, you know, a lot of good vitamins, but now you can get dried cherries, you can get apricots, blueberries, all of these other things. So besides ants on a log, you could make slugs on a log or, you know, anything else using cherries, apricots. Are all those things pretty healthy to stick in snacks?
You know, I think most dietitians would say yes. I think most pediatricians would say yes. You're looking for sources of vitamins, sources of fiber. You can, with dried fruits, get more sugar sometimes than you bargained for. So I'd look at the package and see if there's sugar added to them, for one thing. With some of the cranberries, they'll be sweetened, for example. And you want to look at the carbohydrates per serving and make sure that you're not just sucking down a bunch of sugar. But they are one way to get fruits and vegetables in kids. And, you know, we'd like to see at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day in one form or another.
Okay, so we've talked about the peanut butter and nuts and cheeses and fruit and dried fruit. What about things like yogurt and granola?
Yogurt's great. You're bringing up all of our favorites, especially a low-fat yogurt. The Greek yogurt's incredibly popular these days because it is high in protein and seems to have some lasting power. But any of the yogurts are a great source of dairy. So you got some vitamin D, some calcium in there, which is great. Hummus, I'm actually looking at hummus. That's what I'm having for lunch today and in honor of our talk. And I keep that around for the kids. You can even get little individual packets of it that go great in lunch boxes. And I find in my house that the kids do great with some of those little hummus snacks and some carrots. They don't turn their noses up at that at all. And that's both a vegetable and a protein. You're getting 2 for 1 right there.
And I think, you know, if you're somebody who really needs to do it yourself and you cut carrots into sticks and keep them like that, the kids might or might not be as apt to grab them as if they see the little baby carrots in a thing. Because for some reason, that's just, you know, a little bit more eye-pleasing for kids.
Sure, packaging is cute and it's fun, but your kids can also learn how to get around that, right? I mean, we don't want them to have to eat everything from a fun package with a recognizable cartoon character on it, right? And one of the best ways to do that is to involve them in selecting what they're going to eat. I advise a lot of parents, I do this with my kids, stop when you're in the produce section. It's usually the first place you hit when you walk into most grocery stores, and stop there with your child and invite them to help you look around there and say, you know, why don't you pick one thing today that looks good to you, and we'll give that a shot. And get out if it's star fruit or something that's, you know, ridiculously expensive. You might have to put it back for a substitution. But when kids feel like they have a role in making the choice, they're more invested in that choice. And at that point, they're more likely to follow through on it. These are the carrots that I picked. This is the cucumber that I thought looked good. That's my cucumber right there. I got ownership of that.
This is amazing advice, and really take your kids into the produce department. Make it a game. Say everybody gets to pick a fruit or a vegetable, and we'll do something interesting with it. Try a new one every week. That way your kids will have a really wider variety of tastes. Some things they'll like, some they won't, but try it all. It's the way to get our kids eating healthier and snacking healthier. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD right here, listening to Healthy Children. Stay well.